My chamber chicks.
Hey, East Dallas. You are listening to the East Dallas Chamber of Commerce Business Spotlight.
My Chamber Chicks.
I'm Megan.
I'm Rihanna.
And we're the Chamber Chicks.
Ooh, my Chamber Chicks.
So, Megan, I'm super stoked about our guest today. Who do we have?
Of course you are, Miss Real Estate Queen.
Yes.
We have another real estate queen, Kathy Richardson, over here with Miss Abby Holiday.
Woo.
Hello.
Welcome.
Thank you.
I am so glad that you wanted to do this. At first, Kathy was going to chicken out.
Yes, I was.
And I said, it's just like talking with girlfriends.
Yeah.
Having a cup of coffee.
It's girlfriend hour. Yes.
Absolutely. And you're so talented. I mean, you have to share all your knowledge with us.
Oh, okay.
So tell us a little bit about how you got into real estate.
Well, for 30 years, I sold luxury plumbing and hardware. And I was kind of getting disillusioned with it and was ready to do something else. And I thought, well, real estate kind of goes with, you know, working with the houses that I had that were building. People were building new homes and everything. So I got my license and I did real estate and my other job for a year. And then COVID hit. And so it was just time to move on. And so I did and ended up at Ebby. And it's just the greatest place I've ever been. It's wonderful.
Well, I have to stop you. What is luxury plumbing?
I know. I was thinking the same thing.
I was like, are we talking bidets? Because, that's sort of a good transition for COVID.
Yeah.
Sort of.
No TP. You got to go somewhere.
Yeah.
Now, luxury plumbing and hardware is your faucets and tubs and toilets and door hardware, cabinet hardware, that kind of stuff.
So, that's real estate, basically.
Yeah. Well, yeah. It's like, a lot of the people that build their homes in Highland Park and University Park came to where I was. It was, we were in Snyder Plaza at the time.
It was just
a great transition to that from being in homes so much. And I would kind of get, I pick things apart whenever I go into a home and I'm looking at one going, oh no, they have that in their house. But
yes,
it's a
do
lot.
Do not come to my house.
Yeah.
Unless you're bringing suggestions and free toilets.
Oh, yeah. Well, I understand.
That have seat warmers.
Yeah. Yeah. Those are nice too.
Yes. Those are wonderful experiences.
Yes,
if you
they
have
are.
Not experienced one.
So when you go in and you see this amazing hardware, you're like, definitely $2,000 more on that price tag.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. Okay.
So how has the transition been for you switching from the luxury plumbing into real estate?
It's been good. I guess having a sales background helps, but it's been a lot of fun going into other homes that, you know, some have updated, some have not, but it's good to say if there's a problem with something that I can go, oh, well, that's this manufacturer faucet and this is what you need to do. And so I can bring that to the table if I'm, you know, when I'm looking at a house to put on the market.
Absolutely. And have you always been in East Dallas? Because you said you were selling in Shiner Plaza.
Well, yes. Well, actually, I grew up in Mesquite.
Okay.
And I've lived in Old Lake Highlands for 25 years.
Beautiful area.
Oh, yeah. So, yeah, I love it. Yeah. I love
great
it.
Great investment.
It's great. Yes. Oh, yeah. Yeah. But I love it. And so I think it's the greatest place in the world to be. It's such a community.
Such a community.
Yeah.
Old Lake Highlands is transitioning so fast.
Yes.
But it's keeping the beauty and charm,
yes,
which is really nice to see.
It is. And it's so great to be able to see that there's people that have lived there the whole time. And then you've got young couples that have come in and they've got, you see them with one baby and then you see them with two babies and, you know, with the dogs. And I mean, it's just so fun to watch the transition of everything.
Yeah. And speaking of transitions, Ebby is a newer transition for you. Mm-hmm. How has that been?
Yes, it's been great. I mean, I think Ebby is everything that they have to offer to the agents is just amazing as far as training and everything. And I'm at the Lakewood Lake Highlands office and great, great group of realtors. I mean, it's just, I always thought that there might be some backstabbing, but none. Everybody is so helpful and so sharing and giving and giving of themselves and their time and everything. It's been a wonderful transition.
Okay. Well, you know, we have to ask Rihanna. Give us the tea. How's the hardware there?
Good. It's not real good.
Okay.
But they didn't provide it. It's a commercial building, so that's okay.
Oh, that's
yeah. That's good.
It's a commercial building.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah.
Yeah. You have to ask. Now I'm like, I'm going to go everywhere and I'm going to send you pictures.
Okay. Okay.
What is this?
So I'm going to, since you've transitioned into real estate, what about the industry? Because I know the average person out there doesn't really fully understand how real estate works. and TV does not really
She's paint, looking at me, everybody. She's staring
paint,
at me.
Doesn't really paint the picture of how it's been. What was the most surprising thing to you about transitioning into being an agent?
Well, I guess the knowledge that the people have, you know, when they come to you as, you know, you think, okay, they're looking to buy a house, they're looking to do something, but they don't know what they want. They don't know where they want to be. So trying to help pull them together to figure out where they want to go and what they want to do and kind of corral them in and not have them going all over the place. But I just love I love first-time home buyers. I just think they're wonderful to work with. They're just really kind and sweet, and, you know, they're just grasping on everything you tell them, and I think they're wonderful.
Have you found that you've concentrated in a certain area that you feel most comfortable selling in, or are you pretty much all over Dallas?
I'm pretty much all over Dallas. I've even done East Texas. I did sold a lake house down there at Holly Lake Ranch, that's a beautiful area also, but it's primarily, I like to stay in East Dallas, but I've kind of spread out some as well.
That's definitely a theme. East Dallas likes to sell East
Dallas. Yeah, they do. East Dallas, they do. Yeah.
Well, you know the area, and the beauty of East Dallas is, I think unless you live there, you don't fully understand it and appreciate it, because you could have certain neighborhoods that you cross just one street and it's different price points.
Yes.
Because you've got maybe Buckner Terrace and the White Rock Village. Those are two subdivisions right next to each other, but the street is the defining factor, and one is higher priced than the other. And not living in this area, you don't understand those nuances.
Right.
Well, and not only that, talk to us about, I mean, East Dallas is having a major moment. Our real estate has skyrocketed. What's been those factors?
Well, everybody listens to the national news and hears about the doom and gloom in real estate, but East Dallas was voted as one of the hot places to be in, to move to. So I think that's really drawing people. I think that White Rock Lake draws people there because there's, you know, especially if you're, you know, active with sports or you run or you bike or whatever, I think it's a great place to do that. But I think people are hearing about it more now. They're hearing about East Dallas. And I think you can still really get some good deals on homes over there. I mean, nothing is going to ever be like it was 2 years ago with, you know, 2% interest rates and, you know, 12 offers on a house. But I just think people are finding out more about East Dallas because, like with the Chamber, you hear more about East Dallas. I think people are understanding more about it. So I think that has a lot to do with it.
And the proximity to downtown to live in Dallas, the affordability factor, I think, is huge.
Yeah.
In East Dallas, you're not going to, I think a lot of people moved out to the suburbs during COVID because they were working from home, and now people are transitioning back to going to work, and the commute can get a little clunky.
Yes.
being in the Metroplex.
Absolutely.
Y'all do not want to be behind me on a commute.
Yes.
Or in front of me.
So people are moving closer in, and East Dallas is a great spot to be able to do that.
It is.
And even for first-time home buyers, there's a lot of homes there that you can still find at a reasonable price.
Definitely.
Yeah.
I was on a call with a lady today that was thinking about joining the Chamber, and she was like, you know, I just really want to be involved in this community. I've lived so many places in Dallas, and this is the first place that I feel community. I feel like I'm at home, and I want to be a part of that. How do I get involved? And I said, well, come on, we'll take your $250,
join us,
and we will get you in.
I think that's the truth, because when I first joined the Chamber, it was always said, you know, you can pay your money and not do anything, and you're going to get nothing out of it. Yeah. But if you pay your money and you get involved and stay active in it, I mean, it's just amazing the people you meet.
Yeah,
so it's wonderful.
We're like a little family.
Yeah.
I feel like our chamber. I mean, we're a very large group, and we're still small, like a family. If
right.
That makes sense.
Oh my gosh. I agree. Yeah, I agree.
You can pick up the phone and ask for a referral from anything.
Mm-hmm.
I text Stephanie McElroy all the time, and I'm like, "Hey, girl, who's this person that you know?"
Yeah.
And she fires back immediately.
Well, and people are willing to help you do whatever, you know, and as a chamber, I think the things that we do in the community it takes a village to put those on.
Oh, I agree.
And not, I mean, how many, we have a lot of real estate agents, but you guys all get along. Mm-hmm. I mean, you refer out, you ask each other questions, you go to the same events. I mean, that's really cool to see people that are technically in competition to still be a family.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, in this industry, real estate, there's really enough business out there for all of us.
True.
And the people that you know are not the people I know. Mm-hmm. So the odds of us competing are slim to none.
And you also want to keep a good relationship with everybody because you never know when you might have to work a deal.
Side. That's right. You never know who's going to be on the other side.
That's right. Yeah. And you want to make sure you have a good relationship with them. So that's a big part of it too.
Oh, that's definitely a good shout out. Yeah.
Yeah.
You gotta know
we gotta play nice in the sandbox with each other. We can't be greedy.
In the lake sandbox.
Yes.
In the lake sandbox. Yes. Yeah, yes. The East Dallas sandbox.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, Kathy, it has been so awesome getting to know you today.
Thank you.
Not that we didn't know a lot about you, but you always learn new little things about each other when we have
luxury plumbing. I mean, who knew?
Oh my gosh, y'all. I'm gonna go home and have a talk with my husband about all of our appliances.
Well, and I can refer you to somebody if you need to know.
I just want the warm seat.
Watch out, Brian.
I have a bidet already. Best decision I ever made.
Oh my gosh, this opens up so many more questions, but we're out of time.
I know.
You put that in there right at time, didn't you?
I did.
You waited.
I didn't want to. We'll put a pin in it for some other time.
We'll put a heater pin in it.
Yeah. Well, they are wonderful. I will say that. Yeah.
There you go. You heard it here.
Yeah.
All right. Well, that's it for us today. I'm Megan.
I'm Rihanna.
And we're the Chamber Chicks.
And we're getting busy with business.
Ooh.